Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. Does the keto diet work? Well, keto diet before and after stories, like the one you're going to hear today, it proves that yes, the keto diet does work. Today's guest has lost 115 pounds at the age of 57. You might have even seen her inside the article in Women's World magazine. So she is here today to share her personal version of the keto diet before and after success story. So welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It is. And you look absolutely beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Sherry, let me ask you a big question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does the keto diet work?
Yes. Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Now, why do you say that?
Because I tried everything else and nothing else worked. This is the only thing I've ever been able to stick to. I've had shots. I've taken pills. I've had hypnosis. I've had lap band surgery. I've had staples put in my ears. I've done it all and nothing ever worked. Even the lap band surgery, I gained the weight back. And I started this April of 2020. And by October, the weight just fell off with no problems. I had no problems whatsoever.
Okay. Now that's almost sounds too good to be true.
It does, but it's not.
It isn't, right?
No, it's not. It's the simplest thing I've ever done. And your appetite just goes away. You know, I have to make myself eat now because I'll just forget to eat, you know, and I live in a little small town. There's only like 540 people in my little town. And now I've got everybody in the town doing keto.
Oh my goodness. I love it. Everyone's watching you go to the store and doing errands. And they're like, look at Sherry. She's amazing.
Yeah. And when our little magazine came out, they were buying it before it even got out of the box. They were like, I need some of this.
Hey, don't we all? I mean, I know we all want some wonderful magic, but I know you've done a lot of hard work. So Sherry, I don't want you to undersell yourself. I know you've done a really great job and you've worked really hard to change your lifestyle. It wasn't like magic. I mean, you actually put in the time, right?
I did. Yeah. I mean, you have to plan. And I just take one meal at a time. You know, I don't worry about what I'm going to eat for dinner when I wake up. I worry about what I'm going to do that morning. And then at lunchtime, I worry about what I'm having for lunch. I don't look in the future. I take one meal at a time and
I
make
that.
It as DLK as I can.
It sounds like very simple, like just what's in front of you. No obsessive, crazy meal planning. It's not like you're cooking up, you know, 80 meals at once, like on Pinterest. You're just kind of focusing on what's in front of you.
Right. Exactly. That's the only way I can do it.
The only way.
I get stressed. Yeah.
Now, yeah, I kind of mentioned how old you were. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your age and maybe how you think that could play into stuff?
I am 57 and my metabolism is slow. I know it is. But, you know, like I told you earlier, my son's doing this. He's 37. He's not had a problem. I don't exercise, and I think I should because I'm at a stall right now. But I did this without exercising. And at my age, you don't want to go to the gym for 3 hours and work out. You just don't want to do it. And so, you know, I know I need to tone up, especially at my age. You know, I'm starting to get flabby, but you know what? I'm 57 and a size 8 and I'm loving life. I don't really care if I got a little flab here and a little flab there.
You sound just so real world to me. I love that. So you mentioned you're a size 8 right now. Where were you at before? Like, what was your size at your heaviest?
At my very heaviest, I was a 26. When I started DLK last April, I was between a 16, 18, and they were tight. And now I don't even have to try on things when I go in the store. You know, the coronavirus thing never bothered me where you can't go in and try on things. I know when I go in a store, I wear a size 8 and I just buy it. And so, and that's a wonderful feeling, you know, but it took a while because sometimes I would go into a store and I'd automatically go to the plus size because I still see my, it happened so fast. I still see myself as that person sometimes, but yeah, just, I can order something online now and I know it's a size 8. I can wear it. And it's a great feeling.
That is an amazing feeling. I love the clothes and the confidence that you have. And also, like you said, being able to go right to the section of the department store, you know, you're going to fit in. But I'm kind of curious to know more about what you said about how you keep going back to the plus size department. Because I find that interesting. I kind of have that struggle too. So can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, and this is kind of crazy, but like, even when I'm doing the laundry here at home and I'm pulling out clothes, I can't tell you how many times I pulled out a pair of my jeans and I was like, whose jeans are these? There's no way I can fit in those little tiny things. and then it hits me, you know, those are yours. It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy, isn't it? It's like your mind hasn't quite caught up with your weight loss. Is that what you're thinking?
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
So when you were at your heaviest, what was your weight?
I was just under 300 pounds.
And where are you at right now?
155.
Woo, woo. Can we do a dance for Sherry? It's like, I don't know. I bet our listeners or watchers right now, I'm curious if our listeners and watchers are feeling inspired, if they like hearing about these kind of keto diet before and after stories like this. So I hope that our viewers and listeners will give Sherry a big thumbs up right now, because I'm so proud of her for sharing this. It's scary to talk about, isn't it? Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. But because I don't want to steer somebody wrong, but so many people have come to me and said, please share with me what you're doing. And the first thing I say is, get Stephanie's book, because that's what saved me. You know, anything you need to know is in that book, you know, it's like the DLK Bible.
No, I did not tell anyone to have you say that. I just want to make that clear. Yeah, I know that this is the first time I've ever spoken to you live in person. You and I messaged back and forth because Women's World was interested in doing an article about you, but I definitely did not tell you to say that.
No, you did not.
So how long did it take you actually, and how many pounds did you lose a month? Because I'm curious, you kind of rattled a bunch of dates off. I want to make sure everybody heard you.
I started on my birthday last year, April the 29th. We were camping and I started on a camping trip. And believe it or not, you can do this camping. We got up and made bacon and eggs and low-carb wraps and cooked stuff on the grill. And that day, it just clicked on my 50th. That would have been my 56th birthday. And it just happened so easy. And every day I got a little bit better, got better recipes and kept going along. And I lost about 10 pounds a month.
Wow. 10 pounds a month.
Yeah. 10 pounds a month. It just fell off. Now I'm plateaued now. I've been the same weight, same size for a few months now. And no matter what I do, it's not changing. But, you know, there's a couple of things that I refuse to give up on. And I'm, like I said, I'm 57 and that's okay. I still put my creamer in my coffee mate, and I still use Equal, and that's okay, you know, because it makes me happy and I'm happy where I'm at. So if I want to lose another 20 pounds. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. I'm happy. So that's all that matters.
Well, you look happy. Your smile is infectious.
Thank you.
I was opening up the article while you were talking. I loved hearing about how you're on a camping trip. And I have your before and after picture from the article in Women's World called The Easiest Keto Ever. And it says here, Sherry lost 75 pounds. And I'm going to hold up your beautiful photo and your before and after so everybody can see. And tell me about when you had this before picture taken and tell me about your after picture. I'm curious.
That before picture, I was very depressed, very miserable. I was so miserable in life. I was just barely surviving. I was almost suicidal. It was so bad. And I just, you know, like I said, I've tried everything and nothing worked. And one morning here, right before my birthday, I was looking in my mirror in my bathroom and I prayed, God, please help me. I've tried everything. I need you to help me. And that week, somebody on a keto site said, I'm going to try Dirty Lazy Keto. And I was like, oh, what is that? And because I knew I couldn't do keto, it's too strict. I just can't do strict keto. I can't. It would be another failure. And when I seen that, it was like a light clicked. And I said, I've got to go and see what this is all about. And that very next day, I went and bought your book. And it was like everything. It was like a gift from God. It really was. It's like he showed me, this is what you need. And it just, like I said, was so simple. You know, it was almost like he just directed my path.
Oh,
I love it.
It's amazing how I think when we're ready to hear certain things, even if you've heard them before, different people or different sources, I think when we're ready to hear something, like the teacher appears, right? Like when you're open and you're at a point in life where you're willing to hear it, sometimes the answer just comes to you. And it's amazing how that works. So I'm very blessed that you did not go down that path of depression. And I'm just really blessed that we connected because it sounds like this was a good fit for you and it made sense.
Right. And I kind of look at my life as a carb addict and this is my rehab, you know, and some people can cheat on the weekends and have a little bit of sugar, some bread or whatever. I treat it as my addiction. And if I eat a little bit of bread, or not saying that I don't eat things that are dirty, because I do. I eat my Breyers low carb ice cream all the time, but I'm not going to eat Breyers ice cream. And I feel like if I did, I would be going against my addiction, you know, and it would trigger me and I'd be gone. I'd be done. So I stick to it. I don't cheat. Well, I've cheated twice. I did. I lost my brother in April. And then I lost his son the next month. And both times I ate sushi. So it could have been worse.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
I know just when you're dealing with things that are traumatic or stressful, I know from my experience, it instantly made me want to go back to some of those old behaviors. So I totally get it. Because it's painful and you want to feel better. And so for right. a lot of us, like you and me, it sounds like, you know, we're desperate to feel better in a moment of trauma or pain. And so I feel like it's normal to try to fix it fast. So I'm with you. I think that's probably the hardest hurdle to overcome is making a plan for when things are bad, right?
I have to tell you also, yesterday morning, I found out that my mother has breast cancer. And
oh boy.
When I left here yesterday morning to go to work, I made biscuits and sausage gravy and I put them in a bowl and put them in my bag that I carry to work. And I was going to go to work and drown my sorrows. And I was sitting in my swing before I went to work, drinking my coffee. And I was like, Sherry, no, don't do this. That's the old you. You love the new you. You do not want that. And I trashed it. I threw it in the trash.
Wow.
And I was so proud of myself. You know, even though my heart was broken and I was screaming inside, I didn't turn to that biscuits and gravy.
Hey, that's so, a huge deal. I mean, that is like a major victory, more than shopping in the size 8 department. You know what I mean? But like changing behaviors is what it's really all about. And that's the struggle. I mean, that's why we're doing these interviews. That's why I'm trying to connect with people like you who have been so successful. Because I think our listeners and our viewers, they need to hear this, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I'm motivated and I'm inspired when I hear stuff like this. When you're sharing this with me, I'm like, hey, if she can do it, so can I.
Right. Yeah. That's what I hope I get across to people. You know, it's a daily struggle, but you have to want it, you know, just like an addict has to want to get sober. You have to want this. It's starts here.
Yeah. It really starts. Not so much about the food, but it's more about the brain, right? Like the mindset and the commitment and just shifting everything about, you know, when you get up in the morning through your whole day at work and sitting on the porch having your coffee, you make those decisions every day, like one after the next. And it works when you're consistent, right? Is that what I'm hearing you say? The consistency?
Exactly. Yep. And the longer you do it, the easier it gets.
Yeah, it's like a momentum. Like you get started, you're making good habits, good choices, and then they just keep on going.
Right. That's exactly right.
I'm curious, you mentioned that you're from a small town. And I know a lot of folks listening, especially when they're new, a lot of folks will say, oh my gosh, I'm in a small town, or I work this job, I'm driving a truck, or I'm working in, a long hours at this particular job. I can't cook. I can't eat. I don't have time. I don't have access to the foods, like all these excuses, right? Like, do you feel like being in a small town makes you have a disadvantage, or is that not an issue?
It's not really that big of an issue for us because we've always cooked at home. We never eat out, you know, just special occasions. I'm an assistant manager in a retail store. I carry a little cooler with me every morning, and it's got my boiled eggs and my Slim Jims, and, you know, it's slap full of stuff that I can have during the day. So I don't usually get hungry till like 1 o'clock, and I'll eat a little something, and then I'll have a small dinner. Mainly in the mornings, I just have my coffee and I'm done. But sometimes I have to remind myself to eat lunch, you know, and it's a great feeling.
That is a good feeling. I know that being in ketosis, the higher fat foods with the protein and the lower carb, I mean, it just fills you up and then you're staying full all day long. It's almost like a miracle when, like me in my past, when I would just eat a bagel and then I'd want another bagel like 10 minutes later. Like, it's a miracle to me that this works.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Because my manager, he kids with me all the time because I keep a jar of peanut butter in the office, or my boiled eggs, and he'll say, "Not boiled eggs again," or "Not peanut butter again." I'm like, "You don't understand. This is what keeps me going."
That is super cute. I love how honest you are and transparent, because this is like real deal. You're not out there buying a bunch of, you know, cheese wisps and, you know, I don't know, some kind of fancy keto products, keto cereal, and all these keto breads. It sounds like you're just eating real food, like normal people food from the normal grocery store.
Right. We don't have, we have two grocery stores within probably 15 or 16 miles from us. So, you know, we don't have a lot of options here, and I'm doing just fine. So
you're doing, you know, more than just fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have to have those.
You're in Women's World magazine. You are an inspiration to, like, I don't know, 6 or 8 million people all the way around the world, if you can believe that, are seeing, I mean, at every check stand in America, at every supermarket, at every airport kiosk, at every pharmacy, they're reading about you. I mean, how does that make you feel?
It's a great feeling. And I have to tell you, we don't have a town newspaper, but we have a county newspaper. They've already contacted me wanting to do a story.
Well, excuse me. Hey, that's the real deal. I know. And it sounds like you're inspiring your son and coworkers, your boss. You said folks are stopping you at work and asking you questions. I mean, you're making this work.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Well, I'm very proud of you. And I know our listeners must be very proud, and our viewers. And I'm hoping that they will ask maybe you some questions. They could put that in the comments if they have a fun question for you about what you eat or obstacles you might have. Or if you just want to share that you're proud of Sherry, this is a great place to do it in the comments and give her a thumbs up. So Sherry, let me ask you another question. Okay. You mentioned about non-scale victories. You know, you talked about your mother and about throwing away the biscuits. You talked about shopping in different sizes and ordering. Were there any other non-scale victories that made you think this is working? Like, not the scale, but like other important things. Were there any like moments where you're like,
wow? For the first time in my life, I have to wear a belt to keep my pants up.
Oh my gosh. First time ever. That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm 57. This is the first time I've ever had a belt, and I have to wear one every day.
Every day. Every day you'll lose. So that might be something that surprised you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that but is now I go with fun. The cute belts. That is super cute. And then I'm curious too, you mentioned about some of your snacks. Like you talked about your hard-boiled eggs, you talked about your meat stick, and you talked about your coffee. Is there a favorite recipe or a favorite dinner or something that you like to have quite often that you could share with everybody?
The big hit in this house, which I live with a bunch of boys, my husband, I have three sons. One of them lives here and my grandson comes every other weekend. Their favorite recipe is the Big Mac casserole. We have to make that all the time. They love
the Big Mac casserole. I love it.
Yes, that's the, and we did make the jicama fries with it one time. I don't know if you've ever tried the jicama fries, but they were a big hit. My grandson, who was 7, he said, "Grandma, these taste as good as McDonald's."
And they're all surprised, right? I love that. Yeah. They're all like, "This is amazing. Can you make it again?" Yeah. Does it feel like on a quote unquote diet, or does it feel like you just made healthy lifestyle changes? No.
Yeah, just lifestyle changes, because there's nothing really that you can't make keto. You know, if we want tacos, we make them keto. If we want Japanese food, we use stir fried rice and we fry it with some eggs and bacon. It's good. You know, so, you know, anything you want, you can have. I mean, except for maybe a donut, but.
Well, know, it even sounds like you like that to have a little bit of low carb ice cream, but it sounds like you're figuring out a way to incorporate that into your routine to have a little treat once in a while without going crazy. Is that something you do often, or have a little ice cream sometimes, the sugar-free kind?
I'm just going to be honest. I haven't probably more than I should, but I have taken the peanut butter low-carb ice cream and put sugar-free chocolate syrup on it, and put some Cool Whip on it, throw in a couple of nuts, you know, when I'm feeling down. But I mean, I don't do it all the time, but I mean, you can't lose with it, because there's so much you can do without feeling like you're an outsider, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's important to not feel deprived, right? You don't want to feel like you're missing out, or that you can't reach for some of those things. Because I don't know about you, but I have some habits, like my age is not far off from yours. And some of my habits, they're not going to change. Like, this is my whole life. I've been doing these things. I'm not going to turn a new leaf and eat clean tomorrow. So I still like to have some of my treats too.
Right. Yeah. I'm too old to start over.
Well, it sounds like it's working though. I know our listeners probably have a few questions and they're putting that in the comments, and that'll be fun for them to ask you a little bit more about your journey. And I hope they do. And I hope that you can engage with them, because I feel like, you know, we're in a community where we have to share and help and support one another. I don't think it's as cut and dry as people make it on TV. Like, oh, it's just you stop eating junk food and then you lose weight. I don't think so. I think, like you said, there's a lot more challenges that we have to deal with, you know, including loss and grief and stress and family. It's a lot to figure out.
Right. Yeah. The old me going through all this loss, I'd have probably been in a diabetic coma trying to eat those stresses away. But now I'm good. You know, I've gone through the worst part. This year's been really, really bad, and I've went through it like a champ, and I love it.
Yeah. I love it. It's very inspirational. I mean, tell us, Sherry, is there anything I forgot to ask you? Because I know we've kind of covered a lot, but is there any other thing that I forgot to ask or that you were hoping to share today?
Wow. I can't think of anything.
Well, that's good. That means we had a real thorough conversation, right?
Yeah, I think it went really well. Yeah.
If somebody out there was struggling right now, what would you say to them?
I would, oh my goodness, people ask me all the time, what do I do? Where do I get started? I get texts, I get emails, I get Facebook messengers. And the first thing I tell them is start tomorrow morning and make it as low in carbs as you can, and watch as many YouTube videos, watch your shows, read your books, just take it one meal at a time. That's the best advice I can give somebody. One meal at a time. you get up tomorrow morning and you make that meal as low carb as you can and don't stress about it. You know, people are stressing over all the numbers. My patent, my macros are not right. I'm not worried about macros one time. Have you?
Nope. Never.
Not one time. These people are making it too hard and they're being too hard on themselves. And that stress is what's killing them, you know?
Right.
I'm just happy they're lucky and just taking it one meal at a time. And it works.
Even when you're on a camping trip, my friends.
Even on a camping trip. Yes, ma'am.
Well, listeners. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
I haven't cruised yet because of the pandemic. We're cruisers, but I'm going to tell you what, when I do get back on that cruise ship, I guarantee you I won't gain 10 pounds like I did last time.
You're going to come on the show and give us all sorts of tips about how to go on a cruise and still maintain your weight. I can invite you back. There you go. That'll be our next visit together, Sherry.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, listeners, if you're ready for another episode just like this one, I'm going to link up another keto diet before and after weight loss interview to play right after we finish up today. So you can just click on the thumbnail to start the next video. And I want to say thank you, Sherry, for answering the question very honestly. Does the keto diet work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm so thankful that you came on and very openly and honestly shared your keto diet before and after weight loss story. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. You're welcome. Bye. Bye.
Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, keto superstars.